make some loud noises, make sure it's working. I was whistling again.
I was surprised, but it works, so you have to whistle.
No, I didn't say it was.
I was very careful. I cleaned that thing up Saturday. I went over it with alcohol, cleaned the recording heads. This iron oxide will rub off. Gum it up so it doesn't record clearly. So I cleared it all out. No whistles. Why did you fish much?
I don't fish.
Just guy, huh?
Just guy. He fishes a lot in the last few years. He never used to.
I asked you that grandson.
Never used to fish with a hook. He would sing.
Uh-huh.
Fishing with a hook was too slow and tedious for him.
Yeah, but if you can get them right, they'll really bite. You ever fish with a fly rod guy?
No, I have a reel, a casting reel. It's the nephew of the grandson. He's a dandy with a reel. He cased good and he just works at it all the time. He had lots of fun at it.
Mm-hmm.
We went Sunday afternoon, he called up and wanted me to go get him, come get him. We went up there on the tank, caught five pretty nice bass. And then one day was it, he come over and I said, Newfoundland, I go after him and fished on Newfoundland outfit and caught all those big bluegills.
I don't remember, no. You went over and got him that time, I guess.
Hmm?
You went over and got him that time, because...
Yeah, he called up one morning, you know, before we got up here, he was coming in.
They don't let him drive, see, he's not old enough to drive.
Uh-huh.
And the other boy's been pretty busy in the hay.
How old is he?
He's 14.
Is that right? I thought he was older than that. He's a big boy.
He'll be 15 in October.
We have more good tanks around here, I know.
He'll be 15 in September and October 1. I don't know. Doris and Ray and Al and Larry and Paul all have birthdays in September and October, and I can't keep them straight to save my life. Doris's is the last one. It's in the 30th of October. She's the only one I'm real sure about, I think. Larry's is the 4th of September. I hope that isn't recording on band.
Or it doesn't make any difference.
Get your tape all filled up with nothing.
Here comes the train.
Turn it down, he goes back. Yeah. And now we're just letting it rattle away. Did your father fish?
No. He never did anything in the way of sports. He didn't. Wasn't interested in any of the games in the United States, never did. I suppose for one thing, he didn't have much time when he was younger. As he grew older, he didn't. His pride was mostly in keeping up his farm and his stock. And
mm-hmm.
I guess that was, you know, those European people are so land hungry, so crazy for a piece mm-hmm. of land of their own that mm-hmm. they're just in seventh heaven to own something and take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest son is a great deal like his grandfather. He has that pride of possession. A guy doesn't care if everything falls down on his head. And
mm-hmm.
I've heard him say if he has a dry spot to put his bed in, that's all. He cares about it, that over and over. He doesn't care how anything looks or keep up anything.